What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Untethered minisode of Tether Radio. I am your host, Allie, and I'm with Dan Dan the Man.
Here, here.
Hello!
I'm good for the Mrs. Doubtfire today, so.
Oh, God. I think about that hello with the... I think about it all the time.
With the, like, whipped cream.
All over the... Hello! Yeah. I think of it all the time.
I wonder if that movie, like, holds up.
It's probably real transphobic.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm saying, I guess, I was thinking more, like, comedically, like, you know.
Probably not, because we were young and probably laughed easier at dumb jokes.
Yeah, there were probably a lot of nut shots and, like, boob jokes
probably.
And stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Remember there's the part where her boobs catch on fire and she's like, oh, no!
There's
a whole, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, this is us. We ramble about stuff.
Yes, you're here.
We have our Untethered episodes come out on Thursdays, and they're just little content snacks to get you through the rest of the week.
Mm.
And then the main event of regular old Tether Radio episodes come out on Monday mornings.
Oh, yeah.
So, you want to dive into this weird neuro-linguistic whatever we got?
Yes, I thought you'd never ask. Yeah, so this week I kind of wanted to focus on this thing that had been brought up on a podcast, and I thought it was very interesting because apparently this is implemented a whole lot in marketing and in like politics and just any kind of thing that you would want to be persuading someone.
Okay.
You know, and it's also used a whole lot in basically trying to change behavior of basically negative behavior kind of thing. So for instance, it would be used to treat anxiety, phobias, panic issues, communication issues, PTSD, depression, ADD, a whole slew of applications.
Yeah.
But it is totally one of these more, for lack of a better term, like theoretical and like kind of holistic approach to healthcare kind of thing. Because it's used a whole lot in like therapy kind of thing.
Okay.
So, but I will go ahead and hop into what neuro-linguistic programming actually is.
All right.
It is considered, and I'm pulling this from Wikipedia, so yeah, we all know what that means. And also, they have like this, and I've seen this on a bunch of different websites. Do not confuse this with natural language processing, which also has conveniently the same abbreviation or acronym. Acronym has to be a word, right?
I think you say it as a word, like radar or so, NASA.
Okay, gotcha,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So this is NLP.
Yeah.
In this episode, we are talking about neuro-linguistic programming. Do not confuse this with natural language processing. So, without further ado, let's just hop in and define it.
Yeah.
It is considered to be a pseudoscience approach to communication, personal development, and psychotherapy that was created by Richard Bandler and John Grinder in California in the 70s. The creators claim that there is a connection between neurological processes... or processes.
No.
I'm just kidding.
No.
I'm kidding. language, linguistic, and behavioral patterns learned through experience, aka programming.
Cool.
So, yeah, that doesn't really give us a whole lot to, like, go on. And I read that, and I, like, kind of glazed over.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or glassed over, or whatever the term is. So let's talk about a little bit about how it works. Basically, modeling, action, and effective communication are the key elements behind this. It was described in one of these articles as basically people thinking about language and like what the language actually looks like in their head kind of thing.
Okay.
So they, and I was trying to remember exactly what the term was, or what the phrase was, because they said it's kind of like, here we go. the core concept of it can be summarized by saying, quote, the map is not the territory. So we all have maps in our head.
Okay.
Of the same area.
Okay.
Okay. And I guess as an analogy, it's kind of like, okay, I will use the phrase West Knoxville.
Okay.
Kind of thing.
Sure. Sure, sure, sure.
You could say,
what
you know,
I call
line
that
up 10
might
people.
Not be. Yeah.
Exactly.
Sure.
And
okay.
What does that stem from? Different, like, different thinkings about the area,
yeah.
You know, whatever. Just basically, it once you take into account someone's perspective,
yeah.
It changes everything.
I have a friend that lives out, like, North Knox,
mm-hmm.
and he refers to far West Knox as East Nashville.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Very dad joke, but...
Oh, yeah, totally, totally.
But... Different aspect, because yes. We live in West Knoxville, so yeah. We think of that as our, like,
we're like
hub.
Yeah, it's just West Knoxville.
Yeah,
you know?
And he, like, never comes west,
yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So they basically say that the belief is that if an individual can understand how another person accomplishes a task, the process may be copied and communicated to others so that they, too, can accomplish the task. So it's basically like being able to... see someone achieve something and know the process under which they achieved it,
okay.
Be able to communicate that to someone else,
yeah.
And them achieve the same thing.
Okay.
So, yes, I know this is heady as...
well, almost like teaching or coaching,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah,
like...
And that's the interesting thing is like, and I feel like they're almost, in my opinion, they're almost taking this... It seems like to me it's almost just being a more effective communicator,
yeah,
kind of thing.
I'd say so,
you
yeah.
know, because like some of the things that they use in regards to like how they would describe the different aspects of NLP, they basically say, because they were like, where were they? Anchoring. Which is turning sensory experiences into triggers for certain emotional states. And this is kind of where it gets kind of philosophical and stuff.
Okay.
So if we haven't already gotten there. So, and by the way, let us know at tetherradio@gmail.com. If this is boring as shit to you, let me know. Because, like, honestly, I sometimes nerd out to really fucking boring shit.
Sure.
So
hey, or maybe everybody will be super fascinated with this.
I hope so. I hope it's the latter, not the former.
Yeah.
So. The second kind of, these would fall under techniques of neurolinguistic, programming.
Okay.
Second one is rapport, where the practitioner tunes into the person by matching their physical behaviors to improve communication and response through empathy.
That seems sketchy.
So this is really interesting because I've actually read about this in a different, context.
Okay.
That good communicators actually do this.
Sure.
So for instance, you're talking to somebody and they like slightly tilt their head or
yeah.
cross their arms
yeah.
or like lean up against the wall.
Yeah.
Communication can actually be more successful when it's mimicked.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And
yeah.
it's the most bizarre thing. Or you could come away from a conversation thinking, man, like that was a really good conversation. Like we really achieved something kind
yeah.
of thing, you know?
Man, like part of that makes me be like that's cool if that works.
Yeah.
But if I pick up on you, like
dude,
mimic it, I'm going to be freaked the fuck out.
I know. No. But see, that's the thing that I love about this is
yeah.
because.
It's got to be subtle.
It's supremely subtle.
It has to
because
be. Yeah.
It's not like you start tilting your head or something, and I'm like,
yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
and
yeah,
I just
yeah.
crane my neck or whatever,
yeah.
and you're like, dude, are
oh,
you
man,
okay?
Oh, man, now I'm going to be so conscious of this. I love
I'm
it.
So,
I like
yeah,
it. That's
it's,
cool.
It's definitely a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
It's kind of, what is the, well, honestly, ignorance is bliss
yeah.
kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's what comes to mind.
Did you ever watch the show Lie to Me?
I don't think so.
It was really cool. I think it just had a couple seasons.
Yeah.
But the concept was this guy could basically like tell if people were lying because
yeah.
he was really good at like reading
yeah.
their tells and their
yeah.
body language and stuff. But it kind of like overdid it because it kind of treated it like it was just science. So like
yeah.
the whole like, oh, you can tell if someone's lying if they like look up and to the left. And I'm like, that's not like... No, that might just be a tick.
Like, yeah, well, yeah. And honestly, when I feel like I will look up to the left if I'm really trying to remember something.
Dude, I think it just depends what's around. Like yeah. I look up and to the left because I look at what's on the wall right there more than what's over there. Like, yeah. It's where I'm at and stuff.
Basically, Allie likes our wedding post-it.
I look at that thing all the time, yeah.
More than the my American Psycho print that my brother got me from, like, Japan. So
I don't know. I just, and maybe it's the well. I mean, my laptop is angled more that way too. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I completely agree.
But it was a cool concept. I like the whole like being able to tell if someone, and there are some truths to that. Like if someone tells you a story and it's very, very detailed, that's more likely to be a lie than if they're just kind of glossing over something.
Yeah, yeah.
There's like science behind that
for sure.
But
for sure, I just love communication and like intricacies of communication.
You should look up that show, Lie to Me.
Yeah.
Everybody should look that show up. I don't know if it's streaming anywhere, but it's really cool.
Rock and roll.
Yeah.
So the third pattern, and there's only four, and also I do want to highlight, this is a pseudoscience.
Yep.
AKA...
fake.
Yeah, it literally is one of these things that people can either buy into this shit or not buy into it.
Sure.
And it's kind of like, if you think it works, maybe it does. It does not have like legitimate, substantiated like evidence that it objectively works.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure that everybody knows that.
Yeah.
So the third technique is a swish pattern, changing patterns of behavior or thought to come to a desire, I'm sorry, let me start over.
This is kind of weird. I thought it was a typo. Okay.
Changing patterns of behavior or thought to come to a desired instead of an undesired outcome. That's where it starts getting into this, like, almost, in my opinion, almost like Inception. That it's like tricking somebody into thinking something else. And
like,
I'm
like seeing, hey, what I've been doing isn't working, so I'm going to do this instead.
Yes. And honestly, I would say that this swish pattern stuff is definitely where the marketing and politics comes in.
Okay. Okay. You know? Yeah.
Unsubstantiated comment. I'm just saying that I would see the most use for it in those places.
Yeah.
And then to wrap it up, visual/kinesthetic dissociation, trying to remove negative thoughts and feelings associated with a past event. That's where I see the PTSD, the phobias, the anxiety, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So so just to give some examples, it's used as a method, NLP is used as a method of personal development through promoting skills such as self-reflection, confidence, and communication. Practitioners have applied NLP commercially to achieve work-oriented goals such as improved productivity or job progression.
Okay.
More widely, it has been applied as a therapy for psychological disorders, including phobias, depression, generalized anxiety disorders, or GAD, and PTSD.
Okay.
So, I thought that this was just really fascinating because it comes down to stuff like using as an example, and I swear, once you start paying attention to this, it appears fucking everywhere. Mm-hmm. But like saying the same thing three times in a row.
Yeah.
Like, dude, all the time, like in politics and marketing kind of thing. It is wild.
Yeah.
And it's literally proven that if you do that, more people are going to remember it.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So I don't know. I just thought that this was just kind of like a cool, look into just the fact that, like, we're kind of getting played on the reg by literally everyone because we get in, you know, onto the Facebooks and and I'm specifically saying the... Facebooks, the Twitters, the YouTubes, all this stuff.
Sure.
And this stuff is being implemented left and fucking right.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, is all of it malicious? No, I don't think so. But the issue is I think that people need to know of this NLP's existence.
Yeah.
Because it's just one of these things that, like...
Because it's a way you can be manipulated.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So when you see this shit, or when you have this kind of... And I don't want... I don't want everybody to go forth, you know, with, you know, whatever, with a tinfoil hat kind of shit. But I do want people to pay more attention to how they're talked to.
Yeah.
You know, and specifically media.
Yeah.
Media uses the shit out of NLP.
Oh, yeah.
And they are completely trying to persuade into whatever they want, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, I would say even, you know, just like the whole, like, native ads and stuff, that it's like they'll run a story on something and present it as news.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really just a 30-second to minute advertisement kind of thing. So, yeah, I just kind of wanted to skim on that a little bit. And honestly, if you guys like this, because, I mean, actually, I don't even know how long we're... I think we're only at like 16 minutes or something.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just... am I... Reel me in, Allie.
I think it's neat, but I think I want to know more details. Instead, I feel like you've just kind of done the broad stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
You want to get more into the nitty gritty?
Well, so that's where it gets very
heady.
Not heady, but kind of like, okay. For instance, this Good Therapy article, and the reason that I was kind of we'll dig in a little bit more.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay. NLP practitioners believe that there are natural hierarchies of learning, communication, and change. The six logical levels of change are, and this is where we get, like sit down in your, like, lotus pose and, like, you know, purpose and spirituality. Spirituality.
Yeah.
There we go. This can be involvement in something larger than oneself, such as religion, ethics, or another system. This is the highest level of change. Identity. Identity is the person you perceive yourself to be and includes your responsibilities and the roles you play in life. Beliefs and values. These are your personal belief system and the issues that matter most to you. Capabilities and skills. These are your abilities and what you can do. Some of this is obviously
isn't this just Maslow? Did they just rip it off?
Well, and that's what I'm wondering, if it's not like the Maslow's hierarchy kind of thing, but almost with a focus on, like, language versus
maybe so.
And honestly, because I'm not supremely familiar with the Maslow's hierarchy.
I think his is more like, you need shelter, like, more foremost. Yeah. And so, like, that doesn't factor into this.
Yeah.
Well, but environment is the bottom one.
Well, yeah, exactly. So,
yeah, I think they just kind of
piggybacking on
kind of glazed their own cover onto.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. The other weird thing is this shit's been around since the 70s.
That is weird.
And I feel like. Well, and maybe I just haven't been looking in the right places, but, like, I feel like I've heard about this so much lately kind of thing.
Yeah.
That it's almost like maybe it's being implemented more not for therapeutical reasons, and that's why it's kind of coming cropping up more often than not, that it's like, hey, this YouTube channel that propagates X... They implement a lot of this shit, you know, that it's like, whatever, mapping it to so that they are getting you to see the territory how they see the territory, kind of thing, you know? And I know that this is, like, super nebulous, and I'm not even going to act like I have a supreme knowledge of and understanding of NLP, but it was just one of these things that, like... It is, I mean, I would put it up there with, like, hypnotherapy
kind of thing,
you know?
I mentioned to you before, but I kind of want to, I feel like this gets into, like, pickup artist shit.
And that's, no, and it totally is.
I think that falls into this, but all of this is not that shit.
Well, and I wonder if it's not, or, like, I don't plan on, like, actively trying to use this shit.
Right.
But I like knowing about it so that it's like my antenna goes up if I'm watching something and it's like, well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I mean, I think that a lot of people would probably have the argument that it's like, I don't know. Well, coming back to the ignorance is bliss kind of thing, yeah. That it's like, do you really want to know how the sausage is made?
Yeah.
Because this is how the fucking sausage is made.
And
this
then
is...
I wonder how many people are doing things that fall into this and yeah. they don't even know it's a thing. Like, they're not doing it because they've just subconsciously learned, if I tilt my head when they tilt their head, they're listening better.
Well, and
they're not even conscious
and
of it.
That's the thing, is because, no shit, I come from a family of salesmen.
Yeah.
I legitimately, and I mean, like, I think that it's one of these things that, like, I've always been one of these people, and I think you fall under the same category, that it's like, people just kind of open up.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's like, maybe, like, we're somehow, like, sending these vibes that it's like, dude, I'm a genuine individual, because I think we're two, like, pretty fucking genuine people. And so people, like, catch on to that, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not like we're trying to, like, come off as that.
Yeah.
It's just who we are.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's kind of like, you can't teach someone, in my opinion, you can't teach someone how to be a good salesman.
Sure.
Like, you can teach them tips and stuff.
But, like, it comes natural to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Or some people, not a lot. But
Sure. And so it makes me wonder, because, and I also did, I watched like one YouTube video, like half of it or whatever.
Yeah.
And the guy was talking about how it's very interesting, because people that are viewed as good communicators, even if they don't know that they're doing this shit.
Yeah.
If you really break down their communication skills, it's like, there's a decent bit of like NLP being used. So,
yeah.
But
probably
just,
a lot of that is just logical stuff. Like,
well, yeah.
Of course, if you're mimicking someone in some way,
yeah.
If you're just absolutely mimicking them, it's different. But if,
if
you're like subtly using the, you know, you've got different like forms of language that you use with different people. Like, I'm going to use different words talking to a boss than I am talking to someone over a beer. Or different, I mean, ways of explaining the same thing to my mom versus to Jesse, because, like, they know me in different ways, you know?
Oh, yeah, totally.
So I think stuff like that, like, of course, that makes you a good communicator, and you're not super conscious of doing it. It just kind of comes natural.
Yeah.
Because you just always are adapting to whoever your audience is.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, most people do that, you know? But I don't think that it's such a conscious, like, I couldn't tell you exactly how I would tell a story different to mom versus Jesse.
Yeah.
I would just have to tell them both and then tell you back after.
And honestly, dude, that's why I've really, and not to get off on too much of a tangent, but like, that's why I've kind of struggled with this mask stuff, is because I'm like, and it's not wearing the mask. It's
but
the
just
fact
seeing
that
people's
it's
expressions.
Like, you know, it's like, I didn't realize how much I paid attention to like body language and
like,
stuff.
I smile a ton. I'm just a smiley, laughy bitch. But but like, I can't tell if people can see that when I'm wearing a mask. Because I feel like I really have resting bitch face. So I have to like, I think I subconsciously make myself smile a lot.
Yeah.
Especially just like in a store or something.
Mm-hmm.
If someone thinks they're inconveniencing me, I usually don't care. So I like smile and I'm like, oh no, you're fine or whatever. Or like, but I don't know if they can see that because eyes crinkle a little, but is it enough that they, or do they think I'm just like squinty eyed looking at them mad? I don't know.
Yeah. No, that's
it's weird.
Point.
It's
that's
making everybody, it's weird.
I don't know. But yeah, it's just, I guess I just didn't realize how much I relied on that.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm like one of those people that just kind of jokes around with like, whatever, like the person that checks me out at Kroger or whatever. And I'm just, how you doing?
Yeah.
You know, you having a good day? All right. Fantastic.
Yeah.
You know? And I feel like a lot of the time it's just lost, you know, it's lost on people because I'm like, yeah, sorry, you know, so many avocados this week or something like that.
Yeah.
And then I'm like cheesing it underneath my mask
yeah.
and they just look at me like, yeah, don't talk to me anymore, please. but anyway, so that was kind of all I've got on the NLP stuff. Like I said, when you get really, really down into it, it's kind of one of these, let's sit in a drum circle and like talk about our feelings.
It seems kind of hippy dippy.
Yeah. But to a certain degree, and I think that really looking into the different techniques, I think that that was the most fascinating thing to me.
Yeah.
Just because it was pretty cut and dry with what is trying to be achieved using these different techniques kind of thing. And so just to let you guys know, the different techniques were actually listed in the Med News Today article. If you want to check it out a little bit more in depth. But we also are going to have a couple other articles posted that kind of help to flesh it out a little bit more, because it is definitely a heady topic. But yeah, don't let yourself be programmed. that's the take home.
Yeah, be conscious of how other people are trying to get under your skin.
exactly. But so I think that's all I got probably for episode 4.
Yep.
Of Tether Radio Untethered.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was cool.
Yeah, rock and roll. If you guys liked it, let us know. Tetherradio@gmail.com. If you don't, also let us know. Same email address. I promise it doesn't just go straight to our spam folder. So, but yeah, we hope you guys have a fantastic week. Actually, I was going to say something about book club, but this will go out on the day of book club.
Yeah, so hope to see you if you listen to this during the day. Hope to see you at 8 o'clock at night.
There you go. And that is 8 p.m. Eastern. We are going over, recovering Max Brooks's Devolution, about the Yeti, or the Bigfoot massacre that followed Mount Rainier's eruption.
Love it.
A little historical fiction for anybody that didn't catch that. So. But anyway, we hope you guys have a fantastic week, and we look forward to talking to you on Monday for our full episodes. So take it easy, friendos, and have a good weekend.
Bye.